Moncrief on News Talk.
In Sweden, apparently, they don't do small talk. There's no chatting about the weather or asking how the kids are. Ask them how they are and, wait for it, they might actually tell you. In Ireland, where language is used as much to obscure information than transmit it, could we ever do that? Should we? News Talk, soft day, thank God, correspondent Henry Keane has been out listening to inconsequential blather from a range of people. Afternoon, Henry.
I have for many years, afternoon. And yet, dead talk, that's what they call it in Sweden. They hate it. They hate...
Dead talk?
Dead talk. They can't do small
talk. That sounds like a radio station.
It does.
For dead people.
Yes.
Where you could read out the death notices.
Well, maybe we're
That'd be huge here.
It would. Yeah.
Here
and it's still huge. I mean, a lot of the regional stations still do that. And perhaps we're all dead. Maybe we are, you know.
This is, whoa, we're into deep territory now.
We
think we are, but we're in some sort of kind of matrix-style simulation.
Exactly.
Where our brains have loads of things stuck into them. So
for
we're
sure.
kind of alive, but not really alive. Not in the same way that,
well, this
you know,
is
we
it.
Think we
could
are.
All we could all be dead, and maybe the people listening are dead. It's hard to say. And the thing is, you're good at small talk.
I'm terrible at small talk. I'm atrocious.
You did a little bit of it there.
I'm atrocious at small talk.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely atrocious small talk.
So, yeah.
And I do, and people, I often make that mistake. People will say, how are you? And I'll tell them. And then they get uncomfortable because they didn't really want to know that.
Okay, I'll ask you, how are you?
No, you don't want to know.
Okay, so you've killed that. And what about a lift? If I met you in a lift, would you talk to me? If I said...
If I met you in a lift, I'd talk to you, obviously.
But not a stranger or an acquaintance or someone that you
kind of
from school that you haven't seen in years.
If you know that kind of scenario, you get into a lift and it's a stranger in a lift, but their fly is down. Do you tell them?
Well, I met a girl wearing Doc Martens at the lift just there and I told her not her flies were down, but her shoelaces were untied. I had to tell her. I just had
to. Okay, because that's a health risk.
You know,
she could have broken her neck.
Yeah, and some of the roads out there, not the ones in Dublin, but in other parts of the country, there's a little bit of slippage, slip.
Yeah.
You've got to... You've got to tell them. But yeah, on that, Copenhagen, I checked into the hotel really late at night, and the night porter just said to me, "We have been expecting you, Mr. McKean." And I felt like I was in a Bond film. I mean, because
that's probably the best they can do, though, in terms of because it's pointing out the obvious. Of course, they were expecting you. You'd booked a room there.
And like that, there was also a Brazilian lad, a night porter, the other day in a hotel in Limerick, and he said to me, he was great at the small talk. He was brilliant at talking about the snow, and he was really good at just, you know, riffing with me at midnight, you know, and he probably didn't want to. Some people are just great at it, and others aren't.
Then why? Some people enjoy it.
Well, they do.
And it's almost like talk, you know, you kind of meet people and they just rabbit on and there's nothing in it. And then afterwards you can't remember anything they said.
Yes.
And the intention isn't for them to remember anything you said. It's just...
just a little bit of company.
It's talking for the sake of it. No, but but they seem to enjoy it. I'm not dissing talking for the sake of it.
And it's instant companionship, which then can sometimes lead nowhere.
That's totally Irish. That's what it is. It's you make a connection and then it's like you're the best of friends for 5 minutes and then you never see each other again. You have no expectation of seeing each other. Again, that old thing about like Irish people are in Germany and go, you must look me up when you're in Tralee. And then suddenly Klaus turns up at your doorstep in Tralee and you go, I didn't actually mean that, you flute.
No, it's so true. It's so true. But we are. We're really mixed on it. I met these people from around the world and Dublin.
I work in a cafe, so part of the day.
So a part of the day is small talk, and working in that cafe, what's your favourite one? I just got a coffee there, and the man who served me the coffee actually just said to me, he said, have a good day, which was so much better than have a nice day. I thought that was a nice way of saying goodbye.
I talk to people, generally I ask, is it the first time here, or sort of have they been before? And by and large, they've been there before, and you get it, like, people would talk about their story, you know, like, and where they're from and like where they've been here before, with who, or that kind of, you know, like, you get people just to talk a little bit about themselves.
Are you from Sweden?
Yes.
Are you really from Sweden?
No.
God, you had me going.
I'm from Norway.
You're from Norway?
Yes, Oslo.
Oh, I got a tone of Irish there. You're definitely from Scandinavia.
I am here 2 years.
You're a Dub, aren't you?
Yes.
Whereabouts in Dublin?
Glasnevin, the dead centre of Dublin.
So the dubs are pretty good at small talk, aren't they?
Brilliant, absolutely. Great characters.
And why?
It's in our genes.
You're from Argentina. Are you good at small talk in Argentina?
We live on small talk in Argentina.
You do?
Yes.
And is it a Latino thing? Is it a kind of sort
oh,
of
yeah, it is.
We, South American thing?
We need to connect with people all the time. It's like, it's just polite. You know, I think it's culture also, but it's, you meet someone and you be like, hey, how are you? Oh, the day, or like something in the news, or yeah, always politics.
So I'm going to try some small talk on you.
Sure.
Hi, it's pretty cold today.
Oh yeah, it's really cold. Have you heard it's snowing in all over the country?
How about this bit of small talk, so it's a bit more serious. Have you seen the fires, the wildfires in LA?
Oh no, I haven't, actually.
Oh, they're really bad.
Yeah?
I mean, Sunset Boulevard has almost been destroyed. Lots of Hollywood actors have lost their homes.
Oh, that's awful.
God, you're good at the small talk stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she was good at it. All right.
She was listening and she seemed to care.
Yeah.
And that's the half of
that's
it, really.
That's true. It's that sincerity.
Just
in
listen.
The old fake sincerity about
and
it.
And nod. I know that doesn't work on radio, but the nodding as well.
Well, nodding is good. Making eye contact.
Mm.
Occasionally.
And we don't. We look out the window. We look at our phones without naming this person who works here. You know, when they come in and they know they've seen that I've seen them and we've both seen each other, but he would look at his phone and he'd keep walking. And you know, it's brilliant. And, you know, I'd be like, oh, he's on his phone. He's looking. I can't.
Yeah. You know when you see people who are standing beside each other who know each other and they're both looking at their phones.
Yes.
There's something odd about that.
It is.
I know it's become normalised, but it is odd.
It's they're terrible things, aren't they?
Yeah.
I can't
wait
to switch mine off. But I'm always available on the landline if you want to ring me on the landline.
Yeah. You have a landline.
I do. I'm sticking to it.
Oh, wow.
I won't give it up.
Well done. And
it's still up.
Is
still working.
Is it connected to your internet?
We have it because of the internet. But like that, the internet company said, do you want to get rid of it? And we're like, no, keeping it.
Okay.
Especially right now with all the snow.
Yeah. Does it ever ring?
Maybe sometimes. Maybe my mum might ring. Or my, you know, I might ring it so my son picks it up. It rarely rings. It's normally, you know, a sales rep trying to sell you something. But
is it in the hallway?
It's in the hallway.
That's old school. That is. Congratulations.
And it's great. It means you stay. You get off the phone. You can have contact. You can make small talk the old fashioned way on the landline.
Yeah. So you did talk to somebody who was at least partly German, who wouldn't be good, you know. And you have the impression of the old Germans that they're not. They wouldn't do small talk at all.
They're not great at small talk. I remember being in Berlin for the Special Olympics, and the security guard wouldn't let me leave the arena. Because he had closed it. So I was like, I need to leave. And he said, you can't leave. And I said, well, I have to leave. I can't stay here all night. And then the standoff went on for quite a while and he eventually let me leave. But if he could do small talk, we could have worked through that.
Why wouldn't he let you leave?
Because the decision was made to close. And I'm like, it was very
such
German.
A German answer. Because we made the decision. You don't need any other reason than that.
But there was nowhere to, you know, anyway. But like, yeah, Germans do it the German way. I met this guy. He's a quarter German.
Mario Rosenstock.
Mario, are you good at small talk? Obviously, you're a comedian, you're an impressionist, and you're so many other things. Can you do conversations in the lift?
Well, I can, but then there are other days where I can't because I'm a quarter German. So the quarter German in me, if that's more prevalent on any given day, I can't do any small talk. I'm going, where are you going? That is a good floor. Because Germans don't do good small talk, but Irish people do. And of course, I'm mainly Irish. But the Irish person in me loves small talk because that's what we do as Irish. We do small talk. And that's mainly to find out about what's happening with himself up the road. Whoever that is. It's a curiosity thing. We want to find who's got road frontage. We want to find
out. It's gossip.
It's gossip. It's basically, you make small talk, but basically it's a filter.
And, for example, I bumped into you just there. You could have said, oh, there's Henry, looked at your phone. Or
but I asked you to come on my podcast.
Taxi or
and
something.
And then typical Henry, he went, trade off here. I'm going to get him to do something for me. Will you do something for my podcast? Will you do something for my side of the road thing for Sean Moncrief? Hi, Sean. How are you?
So you're pretty good at the small talk. And you think you could be better at it in lifts. You're saying the quarter German's holding you back.
No, I can be quite literal at times and a bit blunt. So that makes my small talk less potent. Real small talk is where you manage to say absolutely nothing at all. Whereas my thing as a people pleaser is I always want to give value. So they go, what do you think of that? And I'll go, I'll suddenly give an opinion. And they went, Jesus, I wasn't expecting that. I was only expecting a bit of small talk there. I didn't want you to lay into Sinn Féin or the government or Simon Harris, for God's sake. I was only making a small talk. Whereas true small talk is to say absolutely nothing at all. You must leave a small talk experience going, I learned nothing, I know nothing, I don't even remember meeting that person.
Absolutely spot on there. Mario Rosenstock, who will be featuring Henry McKean in his forthcoming podcast. What's it about, his podcast?
I think I have to talk about myself, and I don't really like that. I prefer to talk about other people.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. You know,
Have you been interviewed often by people?
No. And I always find it really unusual. And when I'm on a panel and you're like, you actually want to hear my opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, we're journalists. We're not supposed to have opinions. We're supposed to, you know, stay neutral. So I always find it very unusual.
Yeah. I absolutely loathe being interviewed.
Do you?
Yeah. Mostly because I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask me that. That's a stupid question. But of course, you can't say that, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
and you want to be honest, but you don't want to give too much away about yourself.
Yeah.
Which is, I know, is so hypocritical, because I ask people sometimes the most personal questions. And by the way, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No.
I think it's totally fine to ask really, really stupid questions. I think that's okay.
Yeah. I suppose, it depends on the context, I suppose. But what I mean is, like, yes. I've been interviewed once or twice by someone who, and they ask a question, and then I think, you haven't done any research about me at all, have you? So you've asked, you know.
You've asked something that was an obvious thing you shouldn't have asked. You should have asked me this. But you could always give them an answer of
to a different question. Yeah.
Or you could just help them along the way.
I'm just not that generous. And I'm just generally uncomfortable with it. And then I get a bit kind of like arsey.
The journalists might have been busy. They might have had to drop a child to school and write another article.
They probably would. That's why you're so much nicer than I am. You're kind. You're thinking about the wider picture. I'm just thinking about the immediate situation, and I don't like it, and shut up. You know, that kind of thing. So you went on... topped Mario Rosenstock by then going on to speak with Ireland's leading PR expert.
Yeah, I spoke to a PR guru,
sitting cross-legged PRing all day long.
And there was weeks of negotiations to actually get to chat this particular really well-known person.
My name is Jonathan Healy. I am the managing partner of Healy Communications and occasional presenter on News Talk.
You're also a broadcaster and you're a communicator and you run a communications company. How important is small talk?
In Ireland, small talk is vitally important. It's how we get to know each other before we get down to business. And the one thing about the Irish is we hate silence. Absolutely abhorrent. We think something terrible is going to happen if silence falls in a conversation. So we will talk about the weather, we will talk about sport, we will talk about your family. We will just do everything to avoid silence. But what that does is it creates a bond between the two people. So by the time they get round to talking business, they know a bit more about each other. So Ireland simply wouldn't function without small talk.
And I'm leaving a little bit of gap there just to be awkward. And then I'm going to awkwardly talk about that low-flying jet in the sky. So it's important to break the ice, excuse the terrible pun because it's so icy, but we could both walk outside on the ice. For you, why do you think some Gen Zs and also the Scandinavians, especially the Swedish, are poor at small talk? They find it awkward. They find it intrusive. They look at their phones so they don't have to make eye contact.
Well, you've given the answer there, Henry, without even knowing it. It is the phone. And what I've noticed in recent years is that my generation, and I'm getting on, seems to be the only one still capable of using a telephone to talk. So the younger generation coming up behind, they don't talk. They'll text, they'll send pointless voice notes, they will do everything to avoid conversation. And as a result, the world, while being better connected, has lost the connection. And as a result, we have a generation coming up behind that doesn't do well when there's silence. And I think that the clever ones in that generation will realise, no, I do need to talk to people. I do need to form those relationships, because without those relationships, I'm not going to succeed in whatever I want to do.
Right. Jonathan Healy there. I wonder about the old voice notes.
Yes.
And the reluctance to have phone calls. Is that... Now, having said that, I'm not particularly keen on phone calls either, but that's just because I'm grumpy. But I think there's a generation who don't want to have phone calls for fear of contradiction.
I think they just don't like phone calls. There's a voice note on my phone. It's 1 minute long. I just haven't listened to it yet because I have to give up a whole minute of my life. Whereas
Is it one of those speeded up ones when they sound like they're on helium?
I probably should speed it up, but that person could have just called me and I could have said yes or no and it would have been done. We could have done it in 15 seconds.
Probably not. There would have been a bit of small talk.
Yeah.
There would have been a bit of how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Henry? This is blah, blah. Ah, how are you?
Yes.
How's it going? You
yes.
know.
Oh,
and
well.
Then they'd get to the point.
Maybe.
Know?
Maybe.
Yeah, so it would have been longer than a minute.
I know, but I still hate them. I still hate voice notes. I just think they're just the worst.
But you see, they're waiting now for you to reply to that voice note.
I can't.
And the tension is unbearable for them.
I have to give up a minute. And I know we've spoken about this for a minute.
We're coming across as really, gripped media here. Oh, the young snowflakes.
No.
Can't talk to each other anymore.
Stop. No, yes. Yes.
Hairdressers, they're the best at small talk, really.
Hairdressers are the professionals at small talk and also styling hair. We did actually get to speak to a hairdresser and we asked the hairdresser, are you good at small talk?
I kind of am. I work in a hair salon, so we kind of have to be good at the small talk and all kinds of talk, and the small talk leads to bigger talk, so yes.
And what's the name of your hair salon?
It's Ultimate Hair and Beauty in the GPO Arcade.
Ultimate
Hair and Beauty in the GPO Arcade. We're 30 years there.
Wow.
Yes. Very hard at the moment. You know, it's very, very tough, but we're going to keep in there, and we've a large staff, 35 people, and, you know, the business owner, people think business owners are very rich people. My sister actually owns a salon. She has a car she's to pay for, a mortgage she's to pay for, and what we're really concerned about now, mentioning, is the sick pay coming in.
So you're good at small talk. You just said a lot there very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dealing with clients, you sit them down, you might make them a tea or a coffee, and then you talk to them about their hair, and then you find out about them, don't you? About their personality.
True, true. Well, actually, the hairdresser we would find would be 50% hairdressing and 50% everything else, which is their personality, a lot of, because we're there 30 years.
Almost counselling.
Absolutely. And we have three generations of clients coming in now, you know? So a lot of them would be coming in to have a chat on how they're feeling, if they've been ill, talking about their family members, good, bad or indifferent. So we're kind of like counsellors as well.
So how do we strike up a conversation? So I'm sitting down, I'm in the chair, I'm obviously bald. How do I make a connection with you? Or how do we make a connection?
Well, some people actually don't want to talk at all. Some people like to come in and do nothing. And, you know, sometimes we will actually say, look, I'll leave a magazine in front of you. I'm aware you don't want to read it. But if I don't leave it there, everyone will come over to talk to you and we'll keep giving you another magazine and ask for tea or coffee or stuff like that, you know. But how we strike up a conversation, I don't know, you start with the weather, maybe start with holidays the way hairdressers do, and it leads to someone else and something else, and if you feel like talking you will, and if you shut us off, we're well able to understand that. Absolutely not.
We met some Swedish men on holidays, says the texter, and they said they couldn't believe how much good crack the Irish girls were. He said that if you wanted to date a Swedish woman, you had to have 50 topics prepared before the date.
Interesting.
Okay. Maybe that's why the Vikings were so ferocious when they landed here. They couldn't do small talk with the inhabitants. So they'd little option but to get stuck in straight into the wrecking and pillaging. If only the Scandies did small talk, our history would have been different. Perhaps, but I don't think they'd travel all that way just to have a chat anyway. Someone else says, don't think there is anything more awkward in small talk terms than when you reference something current affairs-y, but whoever you're talking to knows nothing about the subject and makes an obvious attempt at pretending to understand and just says something neutral. You both know it's gotten awkward, but neither of you know how to end the conversation without making it even more awkward. That's true. That's also happen with men. If one man says to another, you know, we were watching the game last night,
yes,
and the other man says, what game?
Yeah, it's so awkward.
That kills them, that does.
Like,
then they've nothing less to say to each other.
Or a war, any type of war, if you bring up a war in a conversation, that can get awkward because, you know, and also it's so many different big political issues.
Yeah.
It can just kill a conversation, and that's why they do say to keep it neutral and light and the most awkward thing for me, it's still the whole lifts thing. And I still take the stairs as much as I can, up and down, because you don't meet anyone on the stairs.
No, that's true.
Anyone. Like, the last person I met on the stairs was Ray Darcy, and he's now over in RTE.
God, so that's how long ago it was.
How many years has he gone over there now?
Oh, jeez, he's there decades
11 years
now,
or something?
Something like that. And what was he doing on the stairs?
I think he was getting his steps up.
Outside crying, wishing Artie would take him back.
I think he
was... probably that.
I think he was getting his steps up. Or like me, trying to avoid people.
And yeah, maybe.
Bumped into me.
Jerry says, do countries with populations who like small talk have a better conviction rate on crimes as people are looser with their lips? Well, probably not, Jerry. They'll bring people in for question and then there'll be a lot of blather, but they'll realise they don't know anything. They won't tell them anything. Someone else says, after a couple of drinks, and I literally mean a couple, I'm the best small talker in the world. Otherwise, I couldn't be arsed. There was a Swedish couple staying beside us on holidays a few years ago. The only communication they had with us was, hello, Irish. In other words, F off and don't start blathering. I'm a care worker. Almost every house I visit, they talk about the weather, too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer, good drying out today, will it ever stop raining? When you retire from radio, you should consider a job as a care worker, though I'd say you'd last a week or joke someone. A week would be an optimistic estimation of that. The directness of the Swedes is great, says another texter. If you're in a bar, for example, if a woman fancies you, she'll come straight up to you and tell you. It can be a bit scary at first, but it takes away the effort of all the small talk of pulling.
So they just come over to you and you know that they like you.
And do they just say, I like you?
That'd be much easier.
That's not a Swedish voice.
Whereas in Ireland, they would pretend that they don't like you.
And yes, then that's what they would do. They'd throw a drink over you.
And there'd be a dance that would go on weeks.
Yeah.
And then you just don't know.
I had a good few Scandinavian colleagues who don't do small talk and unlike the Irish staff, say what they mean. It seemed abrupt and cold at first, but it's actually refreshing. No nonsense. Nice people. Says the texter.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And also, yeah. I just talking of nice people. Hi, Ray. I'm going to do what Mario did and say hello. I like Ray, as in Ray Darcy.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, of course.
And the other Ray in Today FM, I like him too.
You like him too. Mm. You just don't want to offend any Rays today. So if there's any offended Rays out there, Henry is prepared to come back on air and apologise to you. So you did mention the whole lift thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's awkward. It really is awkward. I took the lift here in the News Talk building, and this is what happened.
Can I go to the third floor, please? Okay. So, Jer, hi.
Hello, Henry.
How's the...
This is a very normal conversation.
How are you dealing with the weather?
it's great.
Oh, we're here.
Yeah,
there we go. I'm now trying to get the actual ticket to open the door. You were saying something.
Oh, yeah. Your inspiration is surely Fight Club, where they talk about these single-serving friends that people have on airplanes. We're a single-serving friend, Henry, right? That's the nature of this relationship.
Here we go. There's the door. I've got the door for you there.
Thank you.
So I'm in the lift, just looking to find people to talk to. Oh, come on, close. So you've just jumped into the lift there. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you going to? What floor?
I'm going to the tour floor.
That's us in News Talk. And why?
We're going to fix one of your doors. The door closer's broke.
Oh, we broke our door, did we?
Yeah, unfortunately. Someone was a bit heavy-handed.
I wonder who that was. So, are you good at making lift conversations? Is this a bit awkward?
Yeah, a little bit awkward, are we?
Can you actually make a small talk in the lift? I admit sometimes I take the stairs because I'm not great at making small talk with
strangers.
You're
also very healthy, Henry. That's the other side of it. That's why you take the stairs. No, you will do. I mean, I stayed in a hotel last night and somebody got into the lift. They were American tourists. It was freezing cold and he was in shorts. So the Irish person in me went, you're a very brave man for wearing shorts in this weather. And we could have gone to the second or third floor, wherever we were going, in complete silence. But we ended up having a very polite conversation where he said, no, I packed all away my trousers because we're flying in the morning. And I said, well, you know, safe travels. Thanks very much. I felt better for that conversation. Did my bit for Tourism Ireland, and I'm presuming that they didn't find the conversation objectionable either. So, you know, I'm afraid that if we don't have small talk, we won't make friends, we won't make acquaintances, and more importantly, in the business world, you won't do the deal. So it is always going to be needed, and I don't know how the Swedes have gotten this far if they haven't done it.
Well, maybe from being genuine and saying things and actually meaning them. Who the hell wears shorts in this weather, though? That's insane.
Yeah, I bumped into a guy from DHL in Charleville in shorts. People were, like, wearing shorts in all weather.
Some people do that. Like, did he have tattoos on his leg?
I didn't look that closely, but I would say he might have had one on his bottom, but I never got to see it.
On his bottom?
Yeah, I'd say okay. He has a tattoo somewhere.
Well, probably. Yeah, that's the only logic I can think of wearing shorts in this weather. That, you know, I paid for this tat and I want to show it off.
You want to show it off? Ah, I thought you just thought there was some link between wearing shorts in cold weather and tattoos.
That door, you weren't aware of the broken door.
No, tell us about the broken
door.
It's
the men's jacks. It was nearly hanging off. You know that kind of thing that makes the door close again? The thing at the top, the kind of arm thing.
Oh, you mean the actual store?
This is the main door.
The main door.
And so what happened is, like, for some, I don't know what happened, but over the Christmas, somebody must have...
Really needed to take a number
or,
two.
You know, or was running out of it. But as a result, like the door to the men's jacks was just like wide open for since we came back from the Christmas.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness me.
Absolutely. You could see anything you wanted.
You could see everything hanging out.
It was all there hanging out. I tell you, that made for awkward conversations. That's for sure.
I bet.
Does Henry really get paid for what he does or is it voluntary? I'll just go up and down the lift and ask people random questions.
Voluntary.
Yeah. I see a new I see a new series coming up for you.
I also Henry work in Vincent's.
Henry in a lift.
Oh, well, I like the sound
of
that.
I think that would be good. I think it would be good.
I do it voluntary.
Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.